Title: Noise-gated textures that breathe rhythmically intermediate. All right, welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build one of those you don't notice it until it's gone layers in drum and bass. Noise textures that breathe in rhythm with the groove. This is sound design, but it's also arrangement, because the whole point is that the texture moves like a performer. It fills space. It adds urgency. It glues your drums and bass together without stepping on the important stuff like the snare crack, hats, or vocals. And the big mindset shift is this. Think envelope first, not noise first. The noise can be boring. The groove comes from the way it opens and closes. Let's build it in Ableton using only stock devices. First, create a new audio track and name it Noise Texture. This is going to be our steady noise bed that will turn into rhythmic breathing. Now pick a noise source. You've got three solid options. Option 1 is Operator, which is clean and super controllable. Drop Operator onto the track and set the oscillator to noise. The key is you want a constant output, so bring your sustain up so it's basically just running continuously. If there's a filter inside Operator, you can leave it subtle for now. Option 2 is Analog, if you want a slightly more hissy vibe. Same concept, steady output, no fancy envelope shaping yet. Option 3 is a recorded noise sample. This is often the most alive for jungle and break-driven stuff. Drag in vinyl noise, room tone, rain, cassette hiss, whatever. Loop it. Warp it. Texture or complex modes can add a little organic movement. But again, the goal at this stage is boring and steady, because the breathing comes from the gate. Next, before we even add the gate, we're going to shape the noise so it sounds intentional. If you gate full spectrum noise, it can sound like cheap white noise chopping. Pre-shaping makes it feel like a designed layer. So, add EQ 8 first. High pass it pretty aggressively. Start around 200 Hz. 24 dB per octave, somewhere in the 150 to 300 range depending on your track. We're not trying to add sub or low mud with noise. If it's harsh, dip the 3 to 6K region by a couple dB. If you want air, a gentle high shelf around 10 to 14K, plus 1 to 3 dB, can be perfect. After that, add saturator. This is optional, but in drum and bass it usually helps. Set it to analog clip and push the drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. Then trim the output so you're not clipping. The point is to give the noise a bit of density so it sits like a real layer, not just static. Then add auto filter. This is your tone shaper. For air you might use a low pass around 6 to 12K with a little resonance. For that mid-steam sound, use a band pass around 1 to 3K. Don't overthink it yet. Just get the noise living in a useful pocket. Now we're ready for the main event, gating it rhythmically. We'll do it two ways, and you can pick based on the situation. Method 1 is sidechain gating from your drums. This is the fast and vibey approach. Drop Ableton's gate after your shaping chain. Turn on sidechain inside the gate. Set audio from to your drum bus, or just your kick and snare group. Now dial in a starting point. Set threshold around minus 30 dB. And then raise it until the gate clearly opens on the hits. Attack should be quick, like 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Hold around 10 to 40 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 180 milliseconds. And floor is your realism control. If you put floor to minus infinity, it's a hard on-off chop. If you set it to, say, minus 12 to minus 20 dB, the gate never fully disappears, and it feels more like room tone breathing. Here are two starter presets you can just copy. For tight, kick and snare driven DNB, attack 1 ms, hold 20 ms, release 120 ms, floor minus infinity. For a more liquid rolling pump, attack 2 ms, hold 35 ms, release 180 ms, floor minus 18 dB. And here's the trick that saves you from why is this opening weirdly, use the gate sidechain EQ. Filter what the gate listens to. If the kick is dominating too much, high pass the detector around 100 Hz. If you want it to open on kick punch, emphasize 150 to 250. If you want it to follow snare snap and breaks, emphasize 2 to 5K. This is how you make the noise answer the drums instead of smearing them. Quick coaching note while you're tuning. Set the gate like a drummer, not like a switch. If the texture feels late, shorten hold slightly before you touch attack. If it feels nervous and overactive, raise threshold a bit and then compensate with a slightly longer release. Now method 2, ghost MIDI triggering. This is my go-to when you want precise rolling patterns that don't depend on drum dynamics. Create a new MIDI track named Gate Trigger. Put a really short percussive sound on it. You can use simpler or impulse with a clicky transient. Keep the decay tiny. We're not making a sound we want to hear. We're making a trigger. Program a rhythm. For rollers, try continuous 16th notes with occasional gaps. For jungle, try syncopated 16th HS that complement the break. Then go back to the gate on your noise texture track. In the sidechain input, set audio from to gate trigger. Now your gate is opening based on your programmed pattern, not the level of the drums. Important. You don't want to hear the trigger. Turn the gate trigger track down or set monitor to off. You only want it as a control signal. Here's a very usable pattern idea. Do 16th HS and then remove a couple hits right before the snare. That creates this inhale feeling, then the snare lands like an exhale crack. It's subtle, but it makes the groove feel like it's breathing. And if you want it even more human, use velocity. Program the trigger notes with varying velocities so some hits barely open the gate and others really open it. Just don't set your threshold too low, because you need that difference in trigger strength to matter. Cool. So now the gate is doing the on-off breathing. Let's add movement beyond just chopping. First, add oil pan after the gate, but we're using it as tremolo, not panning. Set phase to 0 degrees. Now it's volume modulation. Set the rate to 1/8 or 1/16. Amount around 10 to 35%. Sign is smooth, saw is urgent. This adds micro breath between gate openings, which is huge at 174 BPM, because it keeps the texture alive without making it loud. Next, the classic trick, gated reverb. Put reverb before the gate, not after. That means the reverb blooms, but then it gets chopped rhythmically, so it never washes out your mix. Try size around 40 to 70, decay 1.2 to 3.5 seconds. Predelay 10 to 25 ms, low cut 300 to 600 hz, high cut 7 to 12k, then the gate controls the whole space, big, but clean, and then, to glue it behind your drums, put a compressor or glue compressor after the gate, sidechained from your drum bus, ratio 2:1, attack 10 to 30 ms, release auto or around 120 to 250 ms, you only need 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, you're not smashing it, you're just making sure the drums stay in front. If you want transient safe texture, set the compressor to duck mainly the attack of each noise burst. Faster attack like 1 to 5 ms, moderate release, and only 1 to 2 dB reduction. That way your drum transients remain pristine. Now, a pro workflow upgrade. Turn this one noise track into 3 layers without getting messy. Group your effects into an audio effect rack and make 3 chains. Air, steam, and undertow. AIR is your high band. High pass at around 6 to 10k. Light saturation. Gate with a shorter release, like 60 to 120 ms. Subtle tremolo. This reinforces hat energy without becoming a hat. Steam is your mid-band. Band pass around 1 to 3k. Gate with a medium release, like 120 to 200 ms. This is the main breathing that you actually feel in the groove. Undertow is your low-mid body. Still high pass around 150. To 250 hz so you avoid sub nonsense, then low pass around 1 to 2k. Heavier saturation, gate with a longer release, 180 to 300 ms, so it swells and rolls. And watch your stereo image here. Wide noise can smear cymbals. A great default is to keep the midband narrower and only let the top air get wide. You can do that with utility on each chain if you want. If you want to get fancy, you can do frequency dependent rhythm too. Give each band a slightly different trigger pattern, and even offset them by a few milliseconds using track delay on duplicated trigger tracks. That lead and lag makes it feel like layered percussion. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where these textures become a real production tool. In your intro, start with steam only, and low pass it so it's darker, like 2 to 4K. Slowly open the filter and make the gate a bit more open by easing the threshold. Also consider automating floor up a little, so there's some room tone even when it closes. That feels cinematic and real. In the build, increase agitation. Turn up auto pan amount slightly. Maybe increase reverb size, but keep it gated. At the drop, show discipline. Don't let the noise fight your hats and snare. Often you pull the air band down slightly. Keep steam subtle, and let undertow do the glue work. And for variation, switch the ghost trigger pattern in the second 16 bars, even if it's just removing a few hits for one bar, for a break or fill. Try this. Automate gate floor from minus infinity up to around minus 18 dB just for a moment. Suddenly your texture feels like the room opened up. Then snap it tight again at the drop. Also, a quick resonance bump on the filter for one bar can add tension without adding new musical parts. One more coaching rule that will save your mix. Gain staging. Put a utility at the end of the noise chain and keep it peaking modestly. Noise does its job even when it feels too quiet in solo. Always judge it in context with drums and bass. Common mistakes to avoid while you're working. If you don't filter the noise, it will fight everything. If your gate release is too short, you'll get clicking and cheap chop. If it's too long, it becomes a wash and masks transients, especially at 174 BPM. If you ignore the sidechain EQ, the gate will react unpredictably. And if it's too loud in the drop, the groove feels smaller, not bigger. Now, quick mini exercise you can do in 15 to 20 minutes. Set your project to 174 BPM and build a simple two-step drum loop. Kick, snare, hats. Create noise texture using operator noise. Create gate trigger with a clicky transient. Program 16ths for one bar, and in bar 2 remove 2 hits before the snare so it inhales into the backbeat. On noise texture, high pass at 208Z. Add reverb before the gate. Decay around 2.5 seconds, low cut around 400 Hz. Sidechain the gate from gate trigger. Add auto pan after the gate with phase at 0 degrees. Rate 1/16, amount 25%. Then resample 8 bars of that texture to audio, mute the live chain, and rearrange the audio into a 16-bar intro. Automate filter cutoff and threshold so it evolves, but keep the overall bus volume changes minimal. The motion should come from envelopes, filtering, and width, not fader rides. And that's the whole concept. Steady noise source. Pre-shape it so it's designed. Gate it with sidechain or ghost MIDI. Add micro movement with tremolo. Make space with reverb before gate. And arrange it like a Riedel record. If you tell me whether you're aiming for liquid, jungle, neuro, or deep minimal, and whether your drums are two-step, break-driven, or halftime, I can suggest two complementary trigger rhythms, one for air, one for body, that interlock cleanly with your pattern.